100 million people added to the world population every year. And we as a church, according to the yearbook, are adding about between 500 and 1,000 and a million people coming into the church, of which I would suspect we've probably reached 2, 3, 5 million, maybe 10 million in order for them to come in. But we're not talking numbers like 100 million. So every year, we're getting behind by about 90 million in the task of reaching every single person. Let none be left unwarned. So as we evaluate what the Master is going to tell us when he comes back, he gave us a job to do, and he's going to come back, and he's going to hold us accountable. And you evaluate, well, look at all the TV stations and radio stations in North America and over in the world. Has God blessed us? Oh, absolutely. Has he given us great educational, medical institutions? Absolutely. Are we the most rapidly growing church? No. Are our budgets growing rapidly every year? No, they're actually shrinking. Every single division and a general conference is shrinking their budgets. Things are getting tighter every year. Multiple reasons. The economy is getting tighter, and people are voting with their wallets. You vote with your wallet? It's a known fact that people vote with their wallets. The more confidence you have, the more money goes into the plate. The less confidence, the less money. How can we be shrinking our budgets, tightening? Andrews University, no doubt, has felt that. I know in the aviation section of Andrews University, there's some increased costs that they hadn't planned on. PUC, all the mission aviation programs have to deal with increased costs that got forwarded from the GC recently that we never planned on. So how do we wrestle with these difficult issues? I mean, they're real. These are black and white. Reaching all the world doesn't seem to be the main goal we can achieve now. Surviving seems to be. If we can just survive and do well, that's okay. Now, let's put that scenario right on the background of how many more months do we have left? I'm not saying years, because I know there's a few years. I know God's not coming this month. It takes time to mature a harvest. But it doesn't take too long to mature a harvest. All it takes is a big crisis and a rapid series of events, and in a few short months and a few couple of years, it's over. So, but how many months do you think we have left to work under normal times? On September 10, I was speaking to the Southern Association of Adventist Lawyers in Atlanta, to the Southern Union's Legal Association, on September 10. And I told them that from one day to the next, something will happen in the world, and we'll look back on it and say, if I would have only done something before. I flew home on September 10, and on September 11, their plane was loaded, ready to head to South America, when my brother called me and said, turn on your television, and we watched both of the towers come down. There were no planes flying except Air Force One. We didn't leave the country for a couple of weeks till everything got stabilized. One day to the next, what's going to happen in 2005? The world has a spirit of war. They don't like North America. They do not like our president. I was in Europe speaking a few months ago, and almost all Norway had just requested to join the European Union because they wanted to join forces, and all of them together are trying to stand up against North America. And these are our friends. Imagine our enemies. South America doesn't like North America. There's no hostility to North Americans. They just don't like the direction we're going in our government. Everybody feels threatened. And North Americans, if you look at your rights, you should feel threatened. We only have a few more months left. And you compare that, how many months? 10, 5, 3 months, maybe tomorrow? I mean, the same thing could happen tomorrow. But we have months. It's not measured in years anymore. It's measured in months. And if you take those few months, and you're on top of that scenario, with an accelerating, converging graph of demographic explosion, economic disaster, political strife, modern technology accelerating at a rate that allows us to both improve health and to destroy the world faster. You know, it's not so much about all the good things you can do with technology. The rapid explosion in technology now allows us to do more damage in a faster amount of time. a brilliant brain surgeon who spends all his life working in neurosurgery and becomes an absolute genius in healing. Take Dr. Ben Carson. With all the technology he knows and all his skills that God gave him, it would only take one simple bullet from one assailant to kill him. Wouldn't it? It doesn't take a lot of evil to stop a lot of good. It takes a very small amount of evil, one bullet, to stop a lot of good. Try dropping a little bit of strychnine into a shipment of wheat.